Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, December 26th. It's a great day after Christmas, and as always, the present we open the day after Christmas is opening day at Santa Anita. That's what we'll be covering today on the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version of the blog, both brought to you by amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R, amwager.com, a great legal online betting site with lots of perks and tools for the better. Legal in most states, covering most tracks. You can get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start with the American Oaks, race 9 at Santa Anita, 6:17 Eastern, 3:17 Pacific, Saturday, 12:26. And we're going to start with Going to Vegas, who offers great value in a wide-open race opening at 8-1. 3-1 morning line favorite Sharing, who isn't totally suspect and who must be used on most tickets involving this race. I'll talk about her later, but she doesn't really have that kind of probability. And so Going to Vegas doesn't have the same question marks as Sharing, and that makes her very playable because Sharing hasn't run further than a mile and a 16th. While Going to Vegas just nearly won the Grade 3 red carpet at 11 furlongs, leading at the 10.5 furlong mark before coming up a half length short to another monster from the Chad Brown barn. Before that, Going to Vegas missed by a neck in the Grade 3 auto miss to Warren Showtime, who opts for the shorter 1 mile Lady Shamrock stake later on the card. Although winless in 5 races since Richard Baltz has claimed her, Going to Vegas has run very well in 4 of them, beaten for the win by a head, a neck, a half a length, and 3/4. Her autumn miss effort earned a 1.12 equibase speed figure, as good as Sharing's best, and just shy of the figure Red Lark and California Kook earned when 1-2 in the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks. The best thing going to Vegas is she loves Santa Anita, with 3 wins and 2 seconds in 6 turf starts. Red Lark and California Kook were 19-1 and 27-1, respectively, and 1-2 in the Del Mar Oaks in August. Red Lark ran only once since, decent fourth, beaten under 2 lengths in the Queen Elizabeth Challenge Cup at Keeneland, while California Kook finished fourth against males in the Del Mar Derby, fifth and just behind Red Lark in the QE2, seventh in the red carpet. Like Going to Vegas, California Kook moves from older to just 3-year-olds, and I'll say the trip she got in the red carpet was pretty bad, so if I like Going to Vegas coming out of that same race, I cannot toss California Kook, and they both open at double-digit odds. Luck Money also changes to her own age group after beating older twice, the most recent at 12 furlongs in a non-graded stakes. The 103 equibase speed figure won't cut it if any of the 3 previously mentioned fillies and mares run their best, but she's got some heart. She's never missed a board in 10 races, so she's a must-use in exactas and trifectas. However, opening at 7-2, she's not a good win bet. Similarly, Sharing isn't a good win bet at 3-1, even though she's a contender. She's 5-for-8 and a 3-time stakes winner, one of those Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf just over a year ago. Sharing was beaten under a length in the Grade 1 Matriarch last month in a fine effort. And even though this is also Grade 1, the difference is these are just 3-year-olds, so she can win but doesn't have to. In the American Oaks, race 9, Santa Anita, post 6:17 Eastern, 3:17 Pacific, Saturday, December 26. Going to Vegas is a win bet at 7-2 or more. For a smaller amount, I would absolutely bet Red Lark and California Kook at 9-2 or more. They both open at double-digit odds. This is a great betting race because of it. When making multiple win bets, a dutching tool really helps you, does the work, allocate your wagering dollars for the best edge. It lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. There's a free dutching tool at AmWager, among many other great features. If you're not a member, check out AmWager.com and find out. Exactas. Box, Red Lark, Going to Vegas, Sharing, and California Kook, probably just a $1 or $2 box. And then, similarly, a $1 or $2 exacta box on Red Lark, Going to Vegas, Luck Money, and California Kook. You notice I'm splitting the 2 favorites, Sharing and Luck Money. No point in having them on the same ticket, and this also maximizes profit, if we're right. Also, Going to Vegas over Red Lark, Luck Money, California Kook, and Sharing, and turn that around, because she likes to run second and she's a good price. Red Lark, Luck Money, California Kook, and Sharing over Going to Vegas. Trifecta, we'll just play a 5-horse box here. Going to Vegas, Red Lark, Luck Money, California Kook, and Sharing. Doubles, race 9, Going to Vegas, Red Lark, Luck Money, California Kook, and Sharing. Race 10, Nashville. Pick 3, Same five horses, Going to Vegas, Red Lark, Luck Money, California Kook, and Sheringan Race 9. Race 10, Single, Nashville. Race 11, Miss Extra, On Mars, Nasty, and Warren's Showtime. I'll say it again. Miss Extra, On Mars, Nasty, and Warren's Showtime. Probably going to play that for $1 or $2 with the single in the middle. Moving on to Race 10, the Malibu. Race 10, Santa Anita Post, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific on Saturday, 12/26. This year's Malibu is Nashville's race to lose. His effort in the Perryville last month at Keeneland was scintillating, winning by 3.5, galloping the last few yards after having run his opponents off their feet. The track was fair that day, and the 115 Equibase speed figure bears that out. Having earned a 106 figure winning his debut in September in Saratoga, then 113 5 weeks later, Nashville is lightly enough raced that we have not likely seen his best yet. He's put in three sizzling works since that race at Fairgrounds for Asmussen, comes in with Ricardo Santana, and may be running into record books here. Independence Hall is the only horse I could see beating Nashville based on how the race is likely to be run and based on the fact he's making his second start after 7 months off, as well as coming off a career-best effort in which he can improve. He won the first three races of his career starting back in September of last year. Second and third came in stakes all around one turn, including the Nashua at Aqueduct. Next, he won the Jerome on January 1st, put himself in the Derby picture, second in the Sam Davis, poor fifth in the Florida Derby, and then put away from March until last month. He changed to Mike McCarthy's barn, came back better than ever with a new career-best 108 figure. Not near the 115 Equibase figure Nashville earned, but bound to be improved on second off the layoff, and he gets a good outside post to not get in traffic and stalk the pace. Now, regarding Charlton, who I'm taking a stand against, he's likely to be the second betting favorite. Some serious concerns here. He hasn't been seen since winning the Arkansas Derby nearly 8 months ago, disqualified, of course, for a medication positive after that. In spite of some excellent work, he doesn't stand out. He earned a 108 figure prior to the Arkansas Derby. Independence Hall, it's lower than Independence Hall's 113 and 115, Nashville's 115, Collusion Illusions 116, etc., etc. And that was the Bing Crosby. Next, in spite of having won this race three times previously, Bob Baffert just does not have a good record with horses coming back from layoffs this long in these races. I did a quick search of Baffert's record in the Malibu and La Brea races, horses coming back off layoffs. He's 1-for-8. He's actually 0-for-7 with 2 months or more. The only one that was close was McKenzie, who ran the Breeders' Cup the first week of November. Everybody else, including three that ran in the Oaks or Derby in the La Brea or the Malibu, which is the 7-furlong equivalent, ran badly. There's no doubt he's not going to have lead over Nashville. He's won all his races wire to wire, and I don't know how he wins this race. As to the rest, I'll mention them briefly. Express Tain earned a career-best 112, went second at a mile in September over the track, failed on turf, could be competitive. Collusion Illusion won the Grade 1 Bing Crosby, but that was at 6 furlongs. He did win the Barrera at 6.5, could be making up ground. And Thousand Words ran the second worst race of his career when last seen in October in the Preakness, went 8th. His best efforts this spring in the Shared Belief and the summer, I should say, in Robert B. Lewis are 107s around two turns. He doesn't seem like a one-turn sprinter here. In the Malibu, Race 10 at Santa Anita Post, 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific. Nashville, unfortunately, will be a prohibitive favorite. We'll talk about how to make money on him in a second. I will bet Independence Hall at 3-1 or more, a token bet, probably $10, in case Nashville doesn't fire. Nashville, in my opinion, has about a 70% probability to win. I think most of the money we can make betting him in doubles and pick threes, starting in the last and going to the next race. I think we can play an exacta of Nashville over Collusion Illusion, Thousand Words, Express Train, Independence Hall, throw out Charlatan, play Nashville over Independence Hall again, play a trifecta of Nashville over Independence Hall over all, Nashville over all over Independence Hall, play a double, Race 10, Nashville, Race 11, Miss Extra, On Mars, Nasty, and Warren's Showtime. Moving on to Race 11, the Shamrock. Post 7:25 Eastern, 4:25 Pacific. Miss Extra adds first-time Lasix for a second North American start. And this is not going to be talking about the hot topic of Lasix. But why, particularly at this point in North American racing, is more significant than ever to note when horses get Lasix for the first time. Miss Extra is a perfect example. She ran 8 times her native France, with 3 wins, a second, a third, and the first 7, including a very important race, the Group 2 Prix de Sandringham in June at a mile. She's 3 for 3 at a mile in Europe, by the way. Then she ran in the Group 1 Prix de Diane, which is the French Oaks, and finished 9th. Whether she bled or not, I don't know, but like many Europeans, if she did, she would have had to take time off, maybe miss the rest of the year. And so instead, she was sent to the U.S. and sent to Richard Mandela. She was still really highly regarded in her U.S. debut because her first start was Del Mar Oaks, but she ran 9th again, just like the French Oaks. Mandela is not one to put his horse on LASIK automatically, so he didn't first time out, but he does here. And Mandela's record over the last 5 years, using a stats race lens query, is pretty good. It's 5 for 22 with first time LASIKs on turf, mostly with these kinds of horses, and a positive ROI, believe it or not. If she runs back to her race before the French Oaks, the Sandringham, Miss Extra can win. Warren Showtime makes a home at this level at a mile and at Santa Anita. She won the Surfer Girl last October at the distance over the track, the China Doll in March, and the Grade 3 Autumn Miss in October. She's run okay in the rest of her most recent races, never off the board in her last 5. Most were tougher graded stakes, or they were cowbred stakes on dirt. She's going to be tough here. I like her a little less than Miss Extra, but she definitely can run well. On Mars and Nasty may be a cut below the top two, but I can't count them out as contenders. On Mars ran the best race of her career last month at this mile trip, and the 104 figure is still well shy of the 111-112 the top two have earned, but she can improve and can outrun her 6-1 starting odds. Nasty led late in the Autumn Miss, was beaten just a half length for the win, then disappointed badly as the favorite in the allowance race. However, the bad race was at Del Mar. The good race was at Santa Anita. The good race was with Gonzalez. The bad race wasn't. Now she's back at Santa Anita, reunited with Gonzalez, who rode her in the Autumn Miss very well. And if she can run back to that race with a 111 figure, she has a shot to post a mild upset. In the Lady Shamrock Stakes, race 11, Santa Anita, Saturday, December 26th, post 7:25 Eastern, 4:25 Pacific. Win bet, Miss Extra, 5-2 or more. For smaller amounts, I would consider On Mars and Nasty at 4-1 or more, and this is the perfect race for a dutching tool like the 3-1 Lamb Wager. Because of the difference in odds, it will allocate more money automatically on Miss Extra. It's one of the many great features in AmWager.com, where you can also get the blog, the Key Races Bets blog, which is a written version of this podcast. And while you're there, check out AmWager. For the exacta in the Lady Shamrock box, Miss Extra, On Mars, Nasty, and Warren Showtime. And we'll also play the same 4 in a trifecta box. Miss Extra, On Mars, Nasty, and Warren's Showtime. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Hope you make a ton of money. Enjoy opening week at Santa Anita, and we'll talk to you soon.